Ever wanted to hang out with a bunch of Sanrio characters like Hello Kitty, Kuromi, and Cinema Roll? Well, you can with Hello Kitty Island Adventure, available on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Naomi Jackson.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
Apple and Google lose a competition lawsuit in Australia, Pokemon fans in Japan ruin it for everyone trying to snag rare cards, and there's a new contender for World's Worst Game Convention. Here's the news for Sunday, 17th of August. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Massive companies Apple and Google were just ruled against in federal court on Tuesday after Judge Jonathan Beach found that both companies had broken the law. He found that the companies had engaged in anti-competitive conduct, misusing their power in the market in the way that they run both of their app stores.
Justice Beach also ruled on two cases brought forward by Fortnite developer Epic Games, finding that Google and Apple use that same market power to reduce competition. Epic has already said that they're planning on returning Fortnite to the app stores in response to this decision. Hopefully this will all result in better prices for apps, and it's possible it'll even open up the market for alternative app stores to pop up as well, like it's done in Europe where similar cases have occurred.
These rulings clear the way for two class action lawsuits covering both 15 million people who bought apps from these app stores and the developers of around 150,000 apps. The exact amount of compensation will be determined in another hearing, but that's still quite a big development.
It's huge. I wonder how much money people are going to be able to claim.
McDonald's in Japan had to end its special Pokemon promotion early thanks to people being incredible jerks with extreme demand and wasted food. The promotion offered six exclusive Pokemon cards, which featured a new printing of the characters and a special McDonald's stamp, and you could get these in Pokemon-themed Happy Meals. Of course, it quickly descended into chaos when people tried to catch them all, rushing into their local McDonald's and purchasing heaps of Happy Meals in order to get the complete set.
McDonald's did limit purchases to 5 sets per customer. However, many buyers, some reportedly from outside Japan, exploited loopholes to place multiple mobile orders and then resell the cards upwards of 2,000 yen, or about 21 Australian dollars. It ended with so much wasted food left on the streets, massive lines outside the shop, and even the police were called to some locations due to tensions between regular customers and scalpers. There were also reports of boxes of the cards being illegally sold by employees. The promotion was meant to last 3 days, but was cancelled after just one. And I am not surprised by that.
5,000 people.
A camel and no games is how attendees are describing a disastrous Games Expo held in Florida. The first year of the National Games Expo promised encounters with the voice actors of Grand Theft Auto 5, Red Dead Redemption 2, and Mortal Kombat, as well as the former voices behind Peach and Bowser, and a lot more. But much of that cast didn't end up showing, and the attendees who had paid $40 for a single day ticket were left with a barren show floor with only a small amount of vendors, which according to attendees included a health insurance vendor and T-Mobile, and few to do with gaming.
But Nom, the show floor did include at least one interesting attraction, a petting zoo, including a camel and a few farm animals. It's no sad ball pit, but boy, that's pretty close for a gaming convention. The event's organisers asserted in a phone interview with IGN that people don't attend a convention for the vendors, they come for the talent, and that some of the cast failing to show up was the fault of the talent booking agencies involved. One of those agencies, Celebworks, said in a reply statement to IGN that they were forced to cancel after the promoter refused to rectify issues with meeting contractual obligations, and that the organisers could have actually notified people about the cancellations, considering they had been informed 8 days before the event.
Organiser Michael Wittenberg has promised to refund purchases of photos due to the photographer not showing up, and Sunday tickets due to significant missing talent, but won't refund Friday or Saturday tickets. A few of the actors involved have spoken out, including Ned Luke, who acted as Michael DeSanta in GTA 5, who said, "The guy who ran it was a con artist. He put the con in Comic-Con."
That's absolutely wild that that even happened.
It's insane. The picture of the camel is so funny.
That's a pretty good name. We'll keep it.
And Snoopy is back with a new game called Snoopy and the Great Mystery Club. It's a super cute 3D puzzle game where you play as Snoopy teaming up with Charlie Brown and his friends to solve mysteries like missing kites or the Lake Ness Monster. You create a team of four and each character brings a special skill to the Mystery Club. Snoopy looks so adorable in his detective cap, and you best believe our resident Snoopy fan Kat is so excited about this.
There are a heap of mini-games. You can explore all iconic locations like Charlie Brown's house, and you can switch between Snoopy's personas such as Detective, Beagle Scout, Fierce Pirate, and so much more to solve puzzles with tools like Leaf Blower or Metal Detector. It's set to come out this year on October 10th and will be available on all current-gen consoles. Kat isn't on the show today, so in her place, I'd like to remind you to vote for Snoopy's Magic Show on our Instagram. Will anyone beat Snoopy and become the best game of all time? Check it out and vote on Sifter HQ.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out on the 20th is Sword of the Sea by Abzu developer Giant Squid. It's an atmospheric surfing adventure game where you surf across waves of sand on a quest to restore a lost ocean. This game looks incredibly stunning and also has its music composed by award-winning Austin Wintry. That's out on Wednesday on PC and PlayStation 5.
Also out on Wednesday is Discounty. It's a fun shop management sim where you manage a discount supermarket, get caught up in small town drama, plan out your shop's layout, and strike trade deals to expand the business. Grab it on PlayStation 5, Nintendo Switch, Xbox Series X and S, and PC on the 20th.
And out on the 22nd is Kill the Music. It's a rhythm action roguelite about defeating hordes of enemies with musical instruments. Help Roxy and her band battle Death's Minions with the power of music when it releases on PC this Friday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name's Naomi Jackson. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, if you've enjoyed this episode and you found it randomly, make sure you hit the subscribe button on YouTube or on your favourite podcast player. Then turn on notifications so you don't miss a thing. We've got heaps of new episodes coming out all the time, and subscribing for free and turning on notifications is the best way to make sure you catch more, like a McDonald's Pokemon card.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Kat John, Kyle Pauletto, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer and video editor, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Soldier Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Dave Lloyd from Melbourne's Power Hoof joins us to share The Drifter, a stylish point-and-click adventure game with some stunning pixel art inspired by pulpy thrillers.
I think I'll always be making adventure games because it's kind of where I came from as a developer as well. Draw this flow chart of like, okay, they're going to need to pick up a screwdriver from somewhere. Where could that be? And they've got to have that before they can do this next bit where they need the screwdriver. So, you know, kind of, and then trying to distill that into sort of almost a walkthrough slash to-do list of what has to go in the game. And every character's suddenly got to have a bit of an arc, and there've got to be multiple subplots for it to hold together. And oh man, it did my head in trying to work it all out.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. You can head to our website, sifter.com.au, or find it wherever you like to listen to podcasts.